Right now, it's time to join the mayor of Hillsboro, Tom Stevens, on the line to talk about goings-on in Hillsboro. HillsboroNC.gov is the town government website. Visit HillsboroNC.com for events and happenings. Always a lot going on. Mayor Stevens, thanks for joining us today.
I am glad to have a chance to chat on this beautiful summer day.
It really is great. So let's actually start by talking about the Colonial Inn, which is back on the agenda for the town board as well as the town's planning board, having a joint meeting next week, Thursday, July 19th at 7 o'clock in the Witted Building. What's going to be discussed?
Well, we'll be discussing the Colonial Inn, which is a much-anticipated event, and so that's going to be on the 19th. So we've still got a little time. I believe that's going to be at the Witted Building. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned. This is where you want to check on the town website, and probably 3 or 4 days in advance of that meeting is when we'll see the information posted. And to be honest, we don't even have that information yet in front of us. But I can tell you a little bit what to expect and about what is happening. For anybody who wanted to use the former Colonial Inn property for commercial purposes, it would need to get a conditional zoning because it was certainly grandfathered in as a inn, but it is in a residential district and was meant that way. So whatever zoning would be applied to it would be specifically for that building as opposed to just a wide open general purpose commercial use. And so what the owners need to do is apply for the rezoning, which then goes to a public hearing held jointly with the planning board and the town board. After that public hearing, the planning board reviews the material and makes a recommendation to the town board. And then a town board makes a decision regarding the rezoning to either approve it with conditions or to reject it. And so that's typically a 3-month process. This is the same process that we go through every quarter. And so finally, the Colonial Inn is coming up to the public hearing on the 19th. A couple things to keep in mind. It is as a conditional rezoning. It means it's a quasi-judicial hearing, which has a couple things that are important for the public to understand. One is that the decision that the town board and the planning board members make can only be based on information that's presented at the public hearing. It also means that we're not taking testimony or lobbying or even really having conversations about the content of what the application that the Colonial Inn folks would have outside of that public hearing. It would be inappropriate to do something. All that has to happen during the proceedings. It also means that the proceedings are going to be based on information, so and not so much opinion. And what do I mean by that? Our understanding is that the owners will want to come in and are going to be asking for a rezoning to approve use as an inn, as a restaurant, as probably a bar and event center, is our understanding. We still haven't seen the packet yet ourselves. And that we'll be looking about how those particular uses would fit the criteria for public safety and how it would fit in the neighborhood exactly. And that has to be based on evidence that presented. We would not be looking for people's opinions about whether we should do this or not do this or petitions. It really is just information specifically. For example, is the use going to be detrimental to the neighbor's property values? We would need to have expert testimony about property values, not just people's opinions, if that makes sense.
So
that's what's happening on the 19th.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to it. Don't have a lot of information and certainly won't be able to discuss a whole lot about the content until we actually make a decision, which could be a couple months away. But certainly glad to have people. We're going to have a venue where people can come and hear about it. People can look at the plans on the website. So, I think at a first pass, certainly can't say whether the town board is going to approve or disapprove or what kind of conditions. But I believe we're all going into this, seeing how we can make it happen. And those are certainly the uses that we all feel that were the highest and best use of the property. So so I think it's going to be in the details. So there'll probably be lots of questioning about the details. I think in general, we're all looking to see, find something that's going to work.
So that's coming up next week, Thursday. And it is at the Witted Building on the town's website, 7 o'clock on Thursday the 19th. And just from what you said there, between the procedure and the process and what little we know right now about the permit request and what the owners are planning to do with it, it sounds like pretty much what we were expecting to see when the purchase of the property was announced way back a few months ago, right?
That's right. I haven't heard anything that's inconsistent with that. Certainly had some nice conversations with the owners, and I believe that's right on target. And I've said right from the beginning, expect to be thoroughly grilled, not because people want to are in any way opposed to seeing that happen. So I think it's exactly what people would like to see have happened. But we have to go through a due diligence process. And so what are the details, whether it's lighting or parking or noise? What will be the impacts on the neighborhood? We certainly have to take a look at that. And again, any testimony about those kinds of issues would need to be, made from expert opinion will be much more important than, opinions about whether, a restaurant is a good thing or not a good thing, or what people's memories are of the Colonial Inn, all this wonderful stuff. But that's not what is probably going to be helpful in the public hearing. And while it's not appropriate to talk to town board members necessarily about the Colonial Inn, other than discussing the process so people know about what the process is, anybody, including developers or town staff are the place to go, actually, to get a lot of questions answered are always helpful in these kinds of processes.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and again, more information on that meeting on the town's website, which is hillsboroughnc.gov, and go to the website next week for more information on the agenda items and things like that. So what else is going on in Hillsborough? I know summertime, so a lot going on, including construction. What's up?
Yeah. Well, in terms of events and activities, I don't think there's a whole lot in terms of really big special community events. A lot of those are in the fall, but there's the ongoing restaurants are open. There's always live music. I get surprised that besides the Friday and Saturday night at the typical venues like at Nash Street and Mystery and Hot Tin Roof, there's music at Weaver Street Market on Sunday mornings and on Thursday night at Radius. And so there's just a very vibrant kind of scene that just happens through the summer. It's sort of quite lovely. If you're in the west end of Hillsborough, you have to work your way through a little construction. And in fact, I had a lovely lunch this afternoon with some of the incoming county commissioner members, Sally Green and James Zetta, Redford, just to sort of build relationships and start building an information base about Hillsborough and what are the issues we're dealing with. And we did a little driving tour and through West End and the north side and Cornelia Street. And sure enough, right there at the West End, we had a one-way traffic through. You would see the trying to get under the bridge under Dimmicks Mill Road, going from Gold Park.
So the mayor does not have a secret route around the construction, is what you're saying.
You would think the mayor would have a secret route around the construction part, but I guess somehow, that was an oversight on somebody's part, I'm sure. But we got through very, very quickly, and those businesses are open, busy in front of Witt's, and of course, restaurant at Mystery Brew Pub is there, and Paul's at the Corner is going to be open. In the next week, they're going to be pouring part of the concrete sidewalk. You'll start seeing curbing going on. You'll see stakes and tape and kind of the outlines where sidewalks are going to go, all along Calvin Street and a little bit around on Enos Street and certainly in the parking lot. So we're trying to release stages, and there might be some one-way traffic from time to time, but you can get through, and certainly you can get through to all the businesses there. That's the big construction project that's happening. There's still a little bit of repaving that's going on Churton Street. That's at night, so it's interesting to wake up in the morning and suddenly see this new pavement on Churton Street. We're going to have some, we had rain last week, and so we've had some delays, but in a couple of days we'll probably start seeing some parking marking going on occasionally in places downtown. They're a part of Riverwalk will be closed right under the rail bridge tomorrow for a few hours because the railroad's going to be doing some work to remove creosote from the bridge. And so that little park where you have to go under the bridge, I think it's going to be closed off. All those things are on the town website to follow through. And it's just part of a growing, vibrant town. And you just kind of like we do with the heat, Aaron, you just kind of roll with it. You get a little bit of delay for some of this construction, but not much, and still can do everything you want to do.
And again, hillsboronc.gov is the town's website. Go there for more info. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.